Okay, we are back. We are back. I can't believe we're back. It's been a very long time since we did a podcast. Babe, how long?
Months.
Yeah.
I would say at least.
Yeah, it's been months since we did a podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any reason why? I guess the honest truth of why we haven't done a podcast is because what, babe?
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like doing it, you know?
Yeah, we just didn't feel like it.
It takes time, and you want to do other things.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. We just
didn't feel
like it.
Yeah. Doing it, but...
We're back.
There you go.
I'm back with you, baby.
Yep.
All right. So I'm surprising you with today's topic because it relates to the post on Instagram that I recently put up. And I want to ask my husband something because, look, I'm not a perfect wife. My husband, you know, is not a perfect husband. I don't even know what that is, but I can say we have a very good marriage. I can say that wholeheartedly, honestly, authentically, purely, that there's a lot of love in this home. A lot of love. And I can honestly say I adore my husband. I respect my husband. I honor my husband. And I mean, that's a growth process for sure. The maturity behind it and the patience and the work. But I really want to ask my husband why men are really obsessed with submission right now. Like, from a man's perspective, of course, you're not obsessed with submission, right? Because that's not a problem for you.
No, I'm not. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for all men, but...
But you're a man. I think they just want to hear it from a man. Yeah, I think people just want to hear from men, though. Because, you know, as women, we talk so much. We have a lot of ideas. We put our thoughts out there in the women's spaces all of the time. But in the women's spaces, we don't really hear from their husband. I think that's what makes this space a little more unique. Not only do they hear from you, they see you, like, in the background cringing somewhere because, you know, you are private. You are an introvert. And you're very rigid. But you do support this platform because you think it's good work. And you support what I do. And you always have from the very beginning. So I want women to hear from you on, you know, I show you the men talking about submission. I show you some of the weird theories about submission. And let's be clear, this podcast is not to clear up what submission is or a submission is not. We're not experts in that area. I mean, we do what works for us and we follow that Bible. Would you agree that our marriage is a representation of what the Bible says and we believe what the Bible says? Because I don't want to speak for you.
Yes. So the answer to the question, I would say, is I think they just want to put things out there to benefit them. Well, putting out things that benefits them. So it's like I think there's a selfish aspect to it. So it's like, I think the men that are saying it are pushing back on whatever narrative the women are putting out there. So mm-hmm. it's a way to be combative and, well, mm-hmm. instead of directly answering the question, it's about just getting what they're thinking about. Well, what are you doing wrong and what could be some kind of coming up with some opposite argument to whatever is being said on the other side.
Right, whatever is being said on the other side. So just to be clear, before people come with their like smart comments or their remarks because they're in misery, just to be clear, because I know you don't care. Yeah. There isn't much you care about. Mm-hmm. There isn't much besides like God, me, your family, mm-hmm. your job, your career, you know, like your hobbies. There just isn't much that really perturbs you. But you know me. You don't have a problem with submission for me in this marriage at this point.
Mm-hmm.
No, right. Okay, so let's just put that out there. This is not a problem we have, this is not a problem. There's not some type of, you know, tug of war going on in our relationship with who's in control, who's not in control.
No, it's like a cruise control situation.
It's a cruise control situation. And granted, we've been together for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't expect that to be.
It's not that things don't come up that cause arguments. But right. It's just at this point, it usually gets handled in a fairly decent amount of time.
Right. In a fairly quickly way.
It's quick.
That's about our heart, I think, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we both, as we've gotten older, we grew up in a Christian home. We've talked about that in our previous podcast, that we grew up very similar, like almost identical in a way. Like, the only difference, I think, is your father was a deacon and mine was a minister. But, like, as far as our childhood, how much time we spent with our families, like, what we were required to do as children, very, very similar, which is why when I first married you, people may not know this, but you weren't really keen in going to church. Like, you were like, mm-mm. I'm good. I don't need to go to church.
Yeah, I was sort of rebelling on the fact that I get to choose whether I go now.
Right.
So I've been going every Sunday for so long that, and I just didn't want to do it because, you know, they stayed so long, and it was like a whole day affair, day and night kind of situation. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
I'm gonna take a break.
You're gonna take a break. But of course, because we were so rooted in our childhood, we naturally found a church that we really liked before we moved abroad. We even joined groups, which is something we never really did, because, you know, we just, that's just not our thing. But we really were like making an effort to put God first in our lives individually and for like our marriage. And I think it did good for our marriage because we do have a heart for each other. So there's never been this messaging from you about submission, even when I may not have been being the best submissive wife or when I may have been acting up. There was never this stand from you in that language, like, you are masculine and you are not submissive, and that's our problem. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never.
Right.
I never voiced that.
In that way.
Yeah, in that way.
Right. Because I don't think you have a heart for power. Well, first of all, you have a lot of power. And when I say power, I don't mean like, do this, Kim. Do that, Kim. Like, and you need to do it. And if you don't do it, I'm going to pay you back this way. It's like, you naturally have a lot of power in this relationship because of a couple of reasons now. One, you are the breadwinner. Two, I just give you that kind of respect and authority. I always ask you your opinion. Like, you don't need to tell me to do anything because most likely I'm going to come to you and ask you what you think if I'm unsure about it anyway. Like, I feel like there's a certain amount of respect that maybe I give to you that maybe a lot of men feel like their wives are not giving to them. And I'm not saying that's right because obviously a man does need our support to be able to operate freely in their God-given role because it's a God-given role. Which is what people don't discuss when they're discussing submission. They think it's something that man created. But this is a God-given thing. Like, God gave the authority to men to be leaders and to be the head and to be role models for, I think, the whole world. That was the plan. But, of course, we know a lot of men have failed in that area. And so there's this conversation of, well, even if your husband is not doing the right thing, that doesn't matter. There's no, like, biblical talk of, like, what a man is supposed to do and how he could contribute to his home. It's kind of like, it doesn't matter if your husband's being mean to you or if he's not treating you right because you're serving God. It's not really about submitting to your husband. It's about submitting to God. So it doesn't matter what your husband is doing. You still need to be submissive. What do you think about that? I can't relate because you've never mistreated me and you've never been so mean to the point where I was like, who did I marry? Like, I have not personally had that experience. But what do you think about that kind of messaging where it's like, doesn't matter what your husband is doing, because what you're doing is glorifying God, which I partly agree with, but then I partly see the problem in that messaging. What do you think, just personally?
I think naturally a woman won't submit to someone who they don't respect. So if you don't respect them, then you just won't submit. So,
but if that's sin, do you think that's the sin in it? Because the scripture tells women to submit to their husband in all things, which we're not going to get into how you submit with your husband, because every relationship is different, every marriage mm-hmm. is different. But we know that doesn't mean like control yeah. or mm-hmm. like you're his child mm-hmm. and he's your daddy. Something like that, but we understand the spiritual and biblical meaning behind it and how we, you know, view it in our marriage. But I mean, so is a woman being sinful if she says, whoa, my husband is like irresponsible, he's running around with women, or he's watching a lot of porn, or he's mean to me, or he's withholding finances? Like, well,
is there
where
a different level? Is it different? Isn't it different? It's not just one type of submission in a marriage, right? You may. If he's irresponsible financially, like gambling money away, doing mm-hmm. all this, then you may not be submissive financially. You may mm-hmm. want to, you know, ask him what he thinks of this or that financially. But in the end, I don't think he may be prepared for submission
in that area.
Yeah, in that particular area. But you can submit in other areas. Because right. being submissive in certain areas may encourage a man to change with, you know, when giving respect and mm-hmm. and voicing what you like and respect about him in certain areas.
Which is so important, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where nuance comes into the conversation, because when we're talking about submission, I'm mm-hmm. holding my baby's hand because I love him. And I like, you know, we should physically touch more when we do podcasts. I feel mm-hmm. like it's very bonding. Mm-hmm. But you're physically touching me all the time, but mm-hmm. you know. No, it's good. But it's good. I was just telling you guys that because you can't see us. And we like it that way. I think it requires you to really listen to us and process what we're saying. But I do see your point. And I feel like you're bringing nuance. And which I knew you would, as my Lord, as Sarah called Abraham Lord, as my provider, as my, what black people say, king. And I know you hate that. You would never let me call you my king. That's so corny to you, I know. But as my, you know, my guy, my husband, my friend, my lover, I knew you would bring nuance to this conversation because that's who you are. And the nuance you brought was, well, you still could be a godly, I'm just paraphrasing, mm-hmm. you tell me if I'm wrong. You still could be a godly woman, but you may not be able to offer full submission to a man who is being sinful, because the husband is sinning. Mm-hmm. If he's gambling your money away, if he's not taking care of the home, the family, the kids, if y'all have kids, well, he's sinning against God and he's not submitting to God. But what you're saying is, hey, you still can submit in the ways that don't harm the family.
Mm-hmm. In ways that he is doing well.
Right.
Or, you know, if that's the case.
If that's the case, right. I knew you would bring nuance. I love that you brought that up. Oh, now I want to talk about the women. There are a lot of Christian women in this space that we all talk about similar things like traditionalism, love, how marriage is a reflection of Christ and his church. We talk about very similar things. But there are a lot of Christian women that really harp on this submission thing. They really, really harp on it. It's like, you would think they're the most submissive women on the face of the earth. I know that not to be true. I know we could say one thing and really be another, but they never talk about the role of the husband or what it takes to bring out the best of a woman and how a husband is really in control of that. I never really hear that. Maybe that's because they haven't experienced that. But I can say a lot of my growth as a wife, that is directly correlated with your character. Who you have been this marriage, how you've been there for me in sickness, because we've gone through that in sickness and in health, for better or for worse. I can actually say you have been that man that has never left my side. You've been by my side for every single misbehavior. Because, yeah, I've acted up from time to time, for every flaw, whatever. And I think I've been there for you through everything you've been through in your life up until this point. Mm-hmm. So why are we now having a trend of submissiveness talk, but there's no talk about how that is so difficult when a woman is married to a wicked man? And why is there no nuance in what women are discussing? Do they feel like it's not my place? Like, I don't need to talk about, you know, the nuance of this situation and really get biblical to talk about both sides? Or do you think they're trying to prove something to themselves because maybe they have a husband that's very wicked and difficult and they have to do certain things to try to be a great wife? Or what is it? What is this one-sided women, you need to be submissive, and you Christian women, y'all have trouble being submissive too? And what is this harping on submission? I know you don't see it because you're not on social media like that, but I'm telling you, it's rampant and it's weird. So why do you think a woman would be obsessed with the topic of submission and under the guise of helping other women?
So this is a woman who is pro-submission.
Yeah, well, we're all pro-submission.
I mean, the woman you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about,
I'm not submission. Talking about a specific woman, but I'm just saying, like,
why
I've
is
seen...
submission, period?
Why is submission... Why does that particular topic seem to be the obsession of godly wives? Because I talk about submission.
The word is a... it could be a triggering word to people. Submit. It's like, who wants to submit? So that's that takes, I don't think when people hear the word submit, they're thinking of what the Bible means by it. They're thinking of stuff like slavery, stuff like abusive behavior and stuff like that. So when they hear someone being for it, they're probably interested in hearing from them and like, what are you talking about? So that'll get views. Right. And someone who's against it, they're like, okay, I can understand why you're against it. So it's just the whole word, I think, draws interest.
So you think, so they're doing it for attention then, possibly.
That's always
for views.
The case. Yeah,
for likes.
The case. That's the whole point of posting anything for attention.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we all post because we want people to see what we're saying.
And whatever you can say, you know, to get some kind of
reaction.
Yeah, I think that's what some people are doing.
Yeah, but it's damaging, I think. And I want to say this.
It depends on how they're talking about it.
Well, the way they relate submission, they're not really talking about it biblically. They will use scriptures. They will do this. But, you know, the devil knows scripture, so that doesn't faze me. They will use scripture, but the problem with it is I don't think submission relates to our everyday, the way we interact in life. I think when we are really talking about submission in between a man and a woman, we're truly talking about, are you under your husband's vision? Or are you fighting the natural order of God and the way your husband wants to lead the family? Because let's be clear, submission is not, I want to go get a cup of coffee. And you said, well, babe, you've been having a lot of caffeine lately. And I say, yeah, you're right, babe, but I want a cup of coffee. So if I say, I want a cup of coffee, I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. You know, I want a cup of coffee, I'm going to go get one. And you're like, no, you need to submit to me. Do you see the problem there when we don't talk about, you know,
instead of saying, is there something else that you can get that is not as whatever he's thinking about, detrimental and whatever, caffeine, sugar,
give me recommendations and let me make my own decisions, which is what you do.
Doing it with, you know, actual thought and thinking about what could possibly be a little bit better. Like some coming up with a solution, basically.
Coming up with a solution to the issue. Right.
You know, you're doing it with care and you're trying to lead. And like, are you going to listen to what I say, or are you just going to not care? And even though that's a little thing, that little thing could lead to other little things, and that could eat away at a ego and all this kind of stuff, and it could get larger.
Could get larger, right. But do you think a husband should be a tyrant over his wife's diet?
No.
Over her personal decisions of what she wants to do with her life, over her purpose?
No.
Because a woman has a purpose that is connected to her marriage, but we have our own mind, our own feelings, our own thoughts. And of course,
you suggest. So you suggest and tell why, and the choice is theirs. I mean, you can't make somebody do anything. So
right. But what I wanted to say is that is not an example of submission. Like, even if I were to say, you're right, honey, I'm going to get tea instead, or I'm just not going to drink the coffee. That's not what God is talking about when he's talking about biblical submission. That has nothing, me deciding to not agree with you and have a cup of coffee, even though you might notice I'm having too much caffeine, I'm staying up all night, which you have talked to me about, because I am a night owl, and you've talked to me about you stay up too late, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, that has been a conversation we've had in our own marriage, but that has nothing to do with my respect for you and not breaking the vision of our marriage, which is ultimately what God is referring to when he is speaking of submission. He is referring to, are you following the lead of your husband when it comes to the purpose of your marriage? Mm-hmm. And the purpose that I have given you as a couple to serve me. Are you following his lead in that? It is not, I want to drink coffee and you think I should quit coffee.
So it's more of a spiritual, God-centered kind of...
It's more of a spiritual, God-centered kind of thing. And I don't think people are talking about it from a spiritual, God-centered type of thing. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, I can't relate, but why would a man want to control his wife in that way? Why wouldn't a man... I'm not a man, so I'm just asking you. Why wouldn't a man want to follow some sort of like plan from God, that is some revelation that God has given him, and use that in his marriage to transform his wife where he sees she is weak in various areas? Why wouldn't he want the woman to change on her own? Why do you want to be a tyrant over a woman to get her to change? Because even if you scare her into it, or maybe she's uneducated or she doesn't have skills, and she's like, oh, I got to do what he says, or she wants a man that bad, or whatever the reason women do what they do. Why would you want to have that type of dynamic in your home where a woman is afraid to be herself? She's afraid to say, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I need. And why are you so weak as a man where you have no influence over your wife? I don't think people talk about that either.
Maybe it's a ego thing, and maybe he thinks that's what it actually means to be a man, is to tell a woman what to do. Okay, and maybe if they haven't seen a real man interact with a feminine woman and see that dynamic play out through like disagreements, arguments, and when things are going positive, through holidays, through all these different situations, he thinks being a man means you telling a woman what to do and her listening. Maybe they just don't know what a man is or how they react, and that may be a result of not seeing it in the home,
right? Which leads me to one of the last questions I'm going to ask you. Do you recall your father telling your mother what to do? You grew up in a Christian home. Your mother is a good God-fearing woman, just like mine is. Your father was, you know, God rest his soul, he was a beautiful man and a hard worker. And do you recall what do you recall from the dynamic in your home with, like, your father being the leader and your mother being submissive, and as far as, like, control, or do you recall your father being very domineering over your mother, or, like, you need to do this, or, like, do you remember anything from that kind of dynamic?
I didn't see a controlling behavior or attitude or words, like, you should do this, you need to do this. I didn't see that. I see what I saw, like, holidays, you know, the normal stuff, the gift giving, I saw my mother doing, like, these traditional
roles. Yeah, she cooked, she cleaned, she handled that. And she still worked.
Yeah. Yeah. And my father doing the working, you know, going out to appointments and these closings and, you know, the real estate stuff and settlements and I don't know. As far as dynamic between him and my mother, they never argued in front of us. Like, it was always I don't know. It had to have been something that they decided on. We're not going to argue in front of the kids. So, because I didn't see that. I saw after effects. Maybe my mother was still. Maybe had an attitude, maybe, you know, after the fact, or and then my father would probably be like, she's still upset, or her eyebrows are up, so she's, you know, still not you know, in the best mood or anything. But no, I don't know any specific question. I mean, I didn't
well,
see
I guess
any.
I wanted to bring out how submission really is cultivated in a godly woman. Because yes, even godly women can struggle with the idea of someone having control over certain aspects of our life, and you can't really escape that in marriage, because in marriage, the woman has to trust her husband and believe he has her best interests at heart. And that's hard. Even harder for some women who've gone through very traumatic or, you know, abusive situations. But also the husband has to trust that his wife knows that Bible. And if she doesn't know the Bible, that he can pour into her the virtues of being a Christian and the virtues of being a good wife. And he can model that for her through his love and through his soft, gentle guidance. Because that's one thing that's never really discussed. I would consider you a kind of a hard man. Not hard, not cold-hearted, but kind of serious, kind of direct, not super playful, kind of blunt in the way you discuss things. But when it's a sensitive issue, man, do I see a man that's really thoughtful about the way he's the words you choose, the way you choose to present it. It leaves me thinking, like, okay, I need to reflect on what my husband just told me, because this is a problem. It doesn't leave me thinking, he's trying to control me. He's so mean. He's so rude. He's so unloving. It doesn't leave me in that kind of state. And so I wonder, why aren't these super Christian women talking about the ways that they need to relate to their husband, in the sense of, you really need to tell your husband, I'm a woman and I need to be related to as a woman, and I need to be loved and appreciated. And there seems to be no conversation about what the man's role is. It's kind of just like, it's going to flow perfectly. If you're a submissive wife, it's all going to work out in the end. And yeah, I think that's one half. Yeah, that's one half of the equation.
And if they're talking to the woman and then a man is not being talked to, then it's only the woman really doing the work.
Right.
Right? I thought.
Yeah. It's only the woman really doing the work. So it's a spiritual, I cannot say this enough, that when we are talking about submission and when we are talking about the man being the head and being over the woman and his family, and when we're talking about roles, whether they be gender roles or the way our husbands receive love and the way women receive love, I cannot repeat more and more and more that this is truly a heart of Christ issue. And this is a spiritual issue. And if you are with a, if you're with a man that does not pray, that does not read his Bible, that does not honor authority over him, if he answers to no one, this is, this could be a dangerous kind of conversation to have on the internet all willy-nilly. Like, that's my perspective on it.
Yeah, just the truth is, not everyone is Bible reading, go to church every Sunday, you know, this God on my mind all the time person. So you talking about a certain percentage of the population, and I mean, just because a guy isn't there now doesn't mean he won't get there later, but it's a good base to start from if he at least respect and honor God and like for real, not some like fake honoring God, you know.
Because what about the unchristian men who speak? Because I think I see a lot of people who are not Christians, but they like to take that little part of the Bible out, and they like to talk about submission. But I never hear them talking about what their role is as a man. It's just like, a woman, you need to be soft-spoken. You need to be quiet. You need to be submissive. You need to serve your husband. You not saying if that's right or wrong. I'm just saying, like, why are unchristians obsessed with submission, too?
Like, because it benefits them. And I think just if you are a Christian woman, that's just, they're just letting you know, stay away from me. So just stay away from them. Go somewhere else. Run from them. But the people who don't, are not really God-centered or whatever, I mean, they'll just be talking to each other. You know, I mean, yes, if you're a Christian woman, then you should be running away from that, unfollowing that, not watching that. You should be hanging around in circles with people who think like you.
Right. So what advice, not that you would give advice, but if you were to give advice to any woman and man that are young, like we were when we got married, knowing what you know now, having the wisdom you have now after being married all these years, what advice would you give people as far as who to listen to about submission and what to do with the topic of submission and how to add nuance to this conversation in biblical context? And like, what, where should they go for this information? Should they just look on an Instagram post and be like, yeah, you're right, we need to make sandwiches for our husband, because that's submission?
No, they should probably just read it. Read it for themselves with a Strong's Concordance to see what it actually means, the what the words mean in the original text, and just kind of try to get an understanding for yourself. And if you have questions, then that's when you start doing your research. If you don't get it from whatever version you're reading, you know, the King James Version probably be a little a little difficult, maybe. I don't know. Depends on what you're reading. But maybe just try different versions and then look at, see if you understand it from there. Maybe you can search for wherever the word submission is in the Bible. You know, they got so many.
So do research first. Yeah.
And then see what you can understand for yourself. And when you have questions, then that's when you start doing the research, or go, you know, ask someone who you feel knows, or go to, you know, church. I don't know. Ask someone who you feel you actually feel can answer the question. But then you gotta pay attention to your instincts.
Right.
Because sometimes you feel when something is just wrong.
It's wrong.
And it's said in a wrong way that don't really sound right. and then consider the source from what you're listening to. I mean, if you listen to a preacher who's been divorced twice, you know, and three times talking about, you know, this and that, I mean, make sure you really believe what this person's saying. I don't know. Just trust your gut and your instincts.
I love that, hun. So, like, research the word. Every woman is responsible for that herself, with or without a husband. Mm-hmm. You're responsible for knowing that word. And then going to a mentor. I think all people should have some sort of mentor that they can go to. And also your spiritual leaders can be play a part in that. Okay, so I want to close just to reiterate this last little thing that I think a lot of women are struggling with. So what if I'm a wife and my husband is not a believer? I know that does not give me the right to just divorce him. I'm supposed to, because I chose him. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'm supposed to obviously stay. If we're not talking about an abusive type of situation, and when I say abusive, I mean like he's slapping you or punching you or
physically
abusing you. But there are other forms of abuse. There could be financial abuse going on. There could be verbal abuse. He could be name calling. I mean, it's so layered. But you know, we're not speaking of like if you're experiencing some type of abuse, but what if your husband is just not a godly man? I mean, he spends his money irresponsibly. He looks at nasty women on the internet. He messages women. He doesn't treat you right. What do you tell to those wives in the area of submission? What would be your thoughts?
Voice your concerns? I don't know. I mean, I don't.
It's a hard. What is it?
Because, yeah, I mean, if you're not, I don't know, tell them, start with positive, I guess. I don't know. Just tell them what you do like about him and what he's doing or what he's done and what things that I would feel comfortable, you know, using like I language instead of you, like saying I would feel comfortable. Feel more comfortable if this was happening, or I would love if we did this or did this more or something like that. But with that being said, you just have to, for those that are not married, you have to treat marriage like one of the most serious decisions you've ever made in your life.
Right.
Because what happened before? You must not have been Christian like before you got into the marriage. If you are now Christian complaining about this guy who's not one.
Right. Well, people do get saved after they get married.
That's what I said. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like before, you both may not have been saved or something. And then you went and changed, but he's still the same. So now you complain about him.
Right.
Or it could be the other way around. So. Just like you changed, maybe you can have that effect on if you are speaking to him.
Because respect is a part of submission. That's a part of submission. And that could be given regardless.
Yeah.
Right? We can give people basic respect, even if they're doing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just because someone cusses you out, don't mean you have to cuss them out.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
Yeah, that's easier said than done.
But it doesn't make you feel better in the end. It doesn't make you feel better if someone's mean to you, then you say, how I'm going to be double meaner to them. Like,
yeah, it probably only feels good temporarily right then. But yeah, in the end.
Right. So I'm saying there's still ways to show honor and respect. But no, we cannot submit to sin.
Yeah.
We cannot.
In that area of sin. Could be. Okay, in other areas.
He could be okay. He should be okay in other areas. I mean, you married him.
Yeah, that's what you saw something.
Right.
So
you should be in awe of him in some way, even if he's struggling with a sin or a problem. There should be some area that you could totally be on his program with.
All in on those things that attracted you to him in the first place.
Right. But no, we don't submit to sin. And no, we don't stay quiet when our husbands are sinning or mistreating us.
Right.
But there is a way to do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a way to do everything.
And
so
not using you language.
Yeah, you're this. You're, it's very accusatory. Men hate that.
Yeah, you don't want that way of saying like you're not respectful or something.
Okay, yeah. I just wish people would really stop discussing this topic altogether because this is just my personal opinion. I just feel like a lot of people are not qualified to really discuss this. You haven't been married long enough, one. Mm-hmm. You didn't grow up in a home where this was modeled to you, where you haven't done enough research, like you said, using a strong concordance. You haven't done enough research. You haven't been prayerful about this. You're just spewing out what you must do to stay married to your husband. It's really a you thing. Mm. It's not the gospel. Mm. You have to be careful because people will sprinkle parts of the gospel in their message, but it's not the whole gospel. It's like bits and pieces of it with like your opinion added on top of it.
Look at the context of whatever's being said. Right. Don't just read the verse, you know, and then the verse before, verse after. Sometimes you got to read the whole chapter to get the full.
And then do research to know why he said what he said. Yeah. People don't take these extra steps.
Background.
Mm-hmm. The background. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you, honey, for joining me for a conversation with this very controversial and touchy topic. If you were to leave any advice or thoughts for couples who may be struggling, and we do pray for you, I want to say that. We pray for all marriages, and we pray that God will reveal the proper dynamic for marriage in your home. If you are actually following that Bible and you believe the principles of the Bible, we do pray for you that you and your husband can stay together and come together on one accord. But if you were to give any advice to a young couple like we were, you know, what in the area of submission on the topic, do you have any like leaving thought you would like to leave? Or tell the men to leave women alone and stop begging for submission. No, I'm just kidding.
No, look, I want people to say what they feel and say what they want to say so you know who they are and you know who to run away from. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want people to keep talking. The ones that talk the most, you know, kind of keep talking, they're going to say something. Mm-hmm. They'll reveal something. So
if they're going
to keep talking, let them keep talking so you know to turn around and go somewhere else or go follow someone else, mm-hmm. go look somewhere else at another video or something.
Well, babe, you're one of the lucky ones, I guess. I mean, you just don't have to beg your woman to listen to you and to do what you say and get on your program. You're one of the lucky ones, I guess, huh?
You don't do everything I say.
I don't do everything. Wait a minute. What don't I do that you say?
I mean, no one does everything. That's
no,
what,
yeah.
That's
I
what,
mean,
that's what
well,
I was getting
yeah,
at.
I'm not speaking
I can't
like,
even think of a specific
yeah,
example.
Yeah, I know. You can't even think of an example. But I'm not
it
saying
just like
everything. All right,
come on. You know, everybody's not everything.
Well, I mean, that's how the wives are acting on Instagram.
Yeah.
They saying they do everything they husbands say.
Well, you know.
Everything.
The camera comes on, you know, showtime.
When the camera comes on, it's showtime. But no, but I'm saying you don't have problems with me listening to you and following, you know, your lead. I'm kind of, I'm kind of on your program. I'm on your side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
No, I don't have that problem.
And together we share the same vision. Yeah. We really are a team. You know.
Yep.
All right, you guys, my husband's trying to put me on blast, trying to tell me I don't do everything he says.
Well, no one does everything.
What do you even ask me to do? You don't ask to do me to do
a lot, to be honest.
I feel like everybody, for the most part, we're doing what we're supposed to do in this marriage. Mm-hmm. But there's no perfect marriage.
Nope.
And there's no perfect dynamic.
Nope. And no formula, no tips
no formula,
and tricks that,
tips
that someone can
tricks.
Have that's good for everybody. So,
right. Yeah, because every marriage is like going to have its unique element. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But there are biblical principles that we all should be following.
Yeah, if whatever tips and tricks someone's sharing or something is not centered on the Bible, I know it sounds very Christian-y and all this kind of stuff.
but
if
it ain't,
if it, yeah, I know. But I mean, you know, if like someone who's, anyway.
Yeah,
it's,
I know it's what
for the
saying.
Christians anyway. All right, so if if it's not Bible-based, then, you know, if you notice that it's their opinions being put in there, then it's probably not for everyone.
Right.
You know? But the Bible's parameters or rules are right. for everyone.
Like
believers, anyway.
Right. Just to give this example before I end, mm-hmm. like the Bible says that as women, we're keepers of the home, which is a very beautiful thing. But how I keep my home, and how Susie keeps her home, mm-hmm. and how Linda keeps her home, and what's acceptable to her husband and their dynamic, mm-hmm. it may look different in every single home. But guess what? All of us who are godly women, no matter how that translates into our homes, we're all keepers of the home. So I think that's what you're meaning. Like, there's going to be my favorite word today, nuance.
Mm-hmm.
In every relationship.
Yep.
All right.
No one size fits all.
One size fits all. But.
But the Bible.
But stuff. The Bible, one size fits all. Yeah. But how that's translated in each home, well, that might look a little different in each home. All right. Ooh. Phone call. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and end, you guys. I think this was a very, like, real kind of productive conversation. Thank you, honey, for joining me mm-hmm. and my audience for another episode of Are You Open to Be Offended? You offended me today.
Did I?
Yeah. You're like, you don't do everything. You don't do everything, Andre. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, no one does everything. So, you know. No one's everything to everyone. So.
But I just want to be the perfect wife.
No one is, so.
Right, yeah. Which is.
I'm not, you're not.
Right, you're not the perfect husband, I'm not the perfect wife, but I think we're perfect for each other.
Yeah, we can go there.
We can go there. Right, okay. I think this was good. I love the conversation. I think it will help some women do their own research, study, pray, strive to be close to Christ, strive to do the right thing, and I think we'll all be okay. So thank you for joining us for this episode. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.